This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
I'm so glad. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota with us today. And class, if you'd like to call Dr. Sheely, here's the number. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. It's up 24/7. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you would like to bring up in the beginning of this broadcast?
Nope. Anything's open.
Okay. All right. So, let me start this discussion by saying that when I was teaching back in the 1990s, I was teaching computer science, and this actually relates to your alma mater, and it relates to our current level of thinking, which I think is kind of twisted, but here it is. So back in the 1990s, I had my students sign a contract with me stating things that they would certainly do in order for them to be in my class. So I would teach them. In return, they would have to do certain things. And one of the things that I required in writing was that they would behave both inside class and outside of class in a proper manner at all times. 100% of the time, they would have to behave properly. Now, the reason for that is we were selling and manufacturing a product. And I wanted to make sure that none of my students would end up in the newspaper, graffiti, spray painting somebody's car, with a can of spray paint, or spray painting a wall, or vandalism, or mischief in any way, shape, or form. So they agreed to do that. Now, in contrast, and the idea was, I didn't want one of my students to make the newspaper, for doing some kind of mischief, and then have that taint the entire class. Okay. In a similar but not exact line of thinking, there's a Duke University professor, your old alma mater, right? Duke University.
Yep. You bet.
Yes? Okay. So assistant professor Dr. Megan Neely stepped down as the director of graduate studies at Duke University on Saturday. And why? Because she recommended to her Chinese-speaking students that they avoid speaking Chinese when at the university and off the university. She said that, I know that it was really hard. What you guys did was, really, really difficult. Come to the United States and learn to speak English and go to your classes in English-speaking classes. And it's, very difficult. And she was praising them. But she said, please don't speak Chinese outside of the classroom, because it can be a negative when it comes to internship opportunities. Now, I totally, absolutely agree with her, because,
of course, she's right.
If I were at a restaurant, absolutely. If I were at a restaurant and it was a Mexican restaurant, and the waitress came over and asked me for what I prefer to eat, and then she yelled back to the kitchen in Spanish, that would bother me, because it's offensive. It's it's not polite. And in that same line of thinking, there's a rule we have at our house, and that is no whispering. No whispering in our house to anyone at any time. Because it's not polite, right?
Hey, it is. So, we're talking about that whole business of political correctness again. The bullshit of political correctness. And go ahead with the story. I presume she stepped down because she was forced to.
Absolutely. She was forced out of her position as assistant professor of graduate studies on Saturday at Duke University because she says, now she wrote this down, and I absolutely support her. I'm going to try to give her a call. If, if she's still taking calls, I'm sure the media is beating the tar out of her. But because she emailed that she encouraged, and here's the quote, "I encourage you to commit to using English 100% of the time when you are in hock," which I guess is some kind of a H-O-C-K, capital H-O-C-K, not in debt, but it must be one, maybe it's a lounge or something at the university, or other professional setting, she wrote. And she was concerned about this, and I think she wanted to find out who these students were so she could counsel them as to why it's important to speak English in an English-speaking country, so you don't appear to be, talking about people, so you would appear to be, polite. So you're right. It's more attack on political, make people do things that make no sense at all. But I put in writing, Dr. Shealy, that my students would, absolutely would, behave properly in and out of class, or I would remove them from my classroom. But here, the person doing the right thing.
In today's world, you'll be censored or kicked out.
Right. So you agree with her, I guess, in based on what I've said.
I agree with her.
Because I certainly do.
And I disagree with Duke, forcing her out.
Okay.
However, that's not the first time I've disagreed with Duke.
So if Duke University contacts you and says, "Dr. Norman Shealy, I see you're quite successful. I have one of their students call you up begging for money. I see you're quite successful, and would you like to send some of that success our way?" Will this impact you?
Well, since it's not in the medical school, it probably wouldn't, because I only donate to the medical school, but yes, it would impact me if it happened in the medical school.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to mention to you. It's kind of a light topic. On a more serious note, there's a survey, according to StudyFinds, StudyFinds.org, that half of doctors that were surveyed are considering leaving medicine because of health insurance headaches, meaning the red tape that insurance companies are creating, causing barriers between the doctors and their patients, have caused doctors to say, I'm considering leaving medicine because of something that is not even related to medicine itself. It's related to money, insurance companies. Have you heard doctors complain about this, Dr. Shealy? What do you think?
But I dropped out in 1997 because of that. And I will never go back.
All right, so let me see if I understand. So my understanding is that the insurance companies have caused enough problems for you to drop out of accepting insurance payments from insurance companies for their insured because of their red tape.
It was that bad 22 years ago.
And you wrote a book about this.
Oh, yeah. Third-party rape.
Third-party rape. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, Third-Party Rape? Who's involved and what does that mean?
Well, actually, it began in 1963, 2 years before Medicare came in. I wrote a letter to President Johnson, and I said, "You will bankrupt the country because the government has never been able to do anything that's fiscally responsible." About 10 days later, I got a call from the chief of surgery. Norm, what the hell did you write to President Johnson? I've been on the phone all day with the FBI. They want me to fire you. So they spent a week, the FBI spent a week trying to get me fired from West Reserve Medical School because I complained that the government was going to bankrupt us. Now, in 1965, when Medicare came in, medical expenses were 4 to 4.5% of gross national product. By 1970, within 5 years, medical expenses had already climbed to 12%. And, of course, today they're 12%. And all of this is because of actually originally government supporting the nonsense of the insurance mafia. So the third party is not just the insurance company. It's the government. The insurance mafia and the legal system all supporting nonsense.
Very interesting. What was your reaction to the demand that you be fired? What was your reaction?
Well, I told him he could fire me, but I will not apologize. It took him a week, but he did not fire me.
Dr. Shealy, you know, I have kind of a grin on my face as I listen to you say that, because when I worked for one of the banks, they sent 11 people from corporate headquarters. The cost of an airfare was $358, 358 back then. They sent 11 people from corporate headquarters to demand that my boss fire me because I would not follow orders. And the orders were I would be forced to use products manufactured by IBM or branded International Business Machines for the projects that I was working on. You know, Vinny's straying away. He's picking his own products. You know, what happens if Vinny gets run over by a car? Who's going to support these things, these weird brands that Vinny buys in the name of saving money? And, you know, who cares if it's one-tenth the cost for the stuff that Vinny buys and it works? Who cares about that? What's important is what happens if something happens to Vinny and we can't call and IBM to support the, you know, the things that he's building. So that's what happened to me. And, you know, after the meeting was over, I didn't even know about it. My boss told me. And I thought that was a badge of honor, Dr. Shealy, when people demand that you be fired, you know, for doing the right thing.
Well, of course. Yeah, you know, I would agree with you, of course.
And so here's a question for the instructors to think about. How many of you who are instructors have had something similar happen to you when you were, you know, working as an employee for whatever you did? Have you ever been under the threat of being fired for not doing something that other people want you to do, but you were doing the right thing? So if that happened to you, give us a call. It doesn't have to be today. It can be any day. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, normshuley.com, normshuely.com. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shuley.
Hi, good morning. Dr. Shuley, I just want to ask you, have you dealt with children that have had severe trauma in their life?
Oh, yes, of course. Many, a majority of my patients have had severe trauma at some point. I guess my most common thing we see is part of what's now called post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah. Well, you know, can I tell you a testimony about my life?
Of course.
I could just show, I'm just going to summarize it and sum it up. I know normally I wouldn't do this, but I think it's something that I have to say. When I was a child, I found out when I woke up, I became a Christian in 1978, and I didn't do that because anybody led me. I just knew I had to do something because of everything that was going on in my life. And I went to a pastor, and I asked him, you know, who God is and all that sort of stuff, and you know, and as I sat there for 2 hours, I prayed, and I found the Lord at that. And what happened in my life later on when I was in business, I started in business in my early 20s, and I, you know, according to the world, I was successful because I was making somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a month. And this was back in the 1990s, early 90s. And so, anyway, but I've always had stuff that
thought were dreams. I just thought they were dreams, but I realized that they were memories because I started to wake up again in 2005 when I had to walk away from my businesses. I had to walk away from my land. I had all kinds of pressure on me. People were trying to destroy me. It went on for 10 years, and I did sell my house, but I walked away from everything. I lost everything. But it woke me up. I realized that the things that I had been dealing with in my mind were a reality. They weren't just dreams. They were memories. And so I knew I had to go to Palestine in 2007. I realized I needed to go there, but I knew that my life would be in extreme danger. And everything that I knew before I even went there really panned out. I knew that my mother and my father were murdered. I knew my whole family had been murdered. I knew that I was kidnapped as a child. After that, I was kidnapped. I was tortured as a child. I had all kinds of, I was raped too. You mentioned rape this morning. I had all kinds of evil things that were done to me. I think all of it was so that I would never find my identity, that I would never find myself. The Lord started to show me my identity. And then, along with identity comes responsibility, and along with responsibility comes a destiny. And so then I began to put all these things, together, not in my own, it was definitely supernatural. I began to realize that everything that was being done to me was to destroy me as a person, not only mentally, but physically, spiritually, mentally, and physically. In 1978, when I did become a believer, I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to keep my balance. I had to learn how to get a fork to my mouth without shaking. I had to learn how to do everything all over again that people take for granted. I didn't even think about it. I was an Air Force ROTC in high school, but I thought about going in the Air Force.
Mark, we're going into a break, and if you want to continue when we come back,
please,
and ask your question.
Yeah, please hold on. I
want to
talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk more about it. Mark in Illinois is with us. Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. NormShuley.com. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign, that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norman Shula is with us. Mark in Illinois is with us. Mark's giving us a brief history of what his life was like earlier. Mark, please continue.
Well, let me ask you two questions, Mark, that I need to be sure about. At what age were your parents murdered, and what age were you when your parents were murdered?
Well, I found out later when I went to Palestine, because I knew that there was something that was waiting for me, which was paperwork. There was something that was hidden, and I don't know how to explain it, but I had to be there. I had to go there to retrieve it, and I was the only one that could. But the I believe it happened. I was born in 1959, December 1st, 1959, and I believe it happened in 1960, about 61. And
So you were barely a toddler.
Yeah, barely a toddler. And, you know, I don't think people, I don't know if it's really possible to remember stuff, but at that age, but I think the thing is that, you know, the DNA of you know, my parents it's imprinted in our genetics and in our minds.
Of course. Well, the evidence is overwhelming that major trauma of any kind before the age of 7 changes a child for the rest of its life. And so,
Sheely, what's this stuff about right brain, left brain? Why would they try to split a child's brain? Why would they try? What would be the purpose of a rape and torture and medication and all that? I think I know the answer, but
well, there's no purpose. It's only evil. Let's face it. It is deranged, crazy, you know, insane behavior to torture or anyone, of course, but certainly not a child. And it does. I mean, it's amazing that you recover from that. Most people have severe lifelong depression, anxiety, et cetera, when they've been damaged early in childhood.
Well, you know, it is. It's so many miracles. I don't, you know, I'm not a drug user. I thank God because of the stuff they did to me with medication, at such a young age to destroy me. I don't have any habits with smoking or with alcohol. I've been spared from many of those things. And
Were you adopted or were you raised in an orphanage?
No, I was placed with parents and the whole, people that I thought were my parents, even my name, everything in my life was a lie. Everything. And I just met people along the way in my life where, you know, they were angry because, you know, they found out about lies and, you know, and I would just laugh and I would, you know, and they would say, why are you laughing? And I'm saying, if you only knew half of what I knew.
Now, were your adoptive or pseudo parents kind to you?
No, they were the ones who tortured me. They put me.
Oh my God! You were placed with the evil empire, so to speak.
Yeah, my dad would get a call. I call my dad and my mom, but my dad would get a call from. There would be a man who would call from Washington D.C., and I would pick up the phone, and it was. Just, you know, never thought about it until later on in life, but I was the one that would pick up the phone and I would talk with this man, and this man would talk with me from Washington, D.C., and he'd always say, is your dad there? But my dad would never be there when he called. I would wind up talking with him.
Well, now, when did you escape from those parents?
Well, I actually, the very important thing is that one thing that really holds people down is that they're not able to forgive and they're not able to deal with the bitterness and the anger and the rage and the violence. All of these, you deal with every emotion to the human psyche that you can imagine. And so I dealt with all of those emotions, but I forgave them. I questioned them. I went to counseling. I got professional counseling. I had a friend that was a professional counselor. She's passed away now, but she had a bachelor's and a master's from Governor State University in South Suburb of Chicago. And so she helped me. She helped me a lot, to get through a lot of the stuff that I went through. And then I sought out another professional counseling with a guy that had a PhD in Christian counseling. That's pretty unusual, but he did. And up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, and I did that for a while. So I have talked with people, and I've been able to deal with the rage and the anger, the fear. Basically, the big thing is fear when you're a child, because fear is the one thing that cripples you.
Of course. I believe that all chronic emotional illness is the result of fear.
I believe it is. It all goes back to fear, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And fear leads to anxiety, depression, guilt, and anger. All of those. But you're very fortunate to have had that good a counselor.
Yeah, I have. I've been very blessed in so many things. But, you know, I've tried to go get jobs. It's just really, I say strange, but I know it's not strange. But I try to go get a job, at just a basic job, you know, make a minimum wage. And I get all these encounters with law enforcement people all the time, trying to destroy me. I was working at a Casey's in a little town here in Illinois, and I caught the police in my car. And I said, "What are you doing in my car?" This was just last year. I said, "You don't have a warrant to be in my car." And I caught them and where I was working. So I was, you know, they backed out. They backed off. We didn't have cameras outside, so I couldn't, you know, prove it. Like some of the Casey stores do have cameras outside, but this was just a little one in a little town. And so anyway, I went inside and I just knew that I had to leave because I knew that they were trying to plant something in my car, and I just had to walk away from a job. And I've had this happen to me. I've had this happen to me, Dr. Sheely, many times where they tried to bring me down. I had a woman bear false witness against me just last year, got me thrown in jail, got me fingerprinted, and she bore false witness. She, all kinds of stuff, before a judge, before the state police, before the police here in the town that I live in, everything. And to my landlord, got me kicked out of my apartment, got an order of restraint against me. I went to court. I was blessed. This is another miracle. I got a lawyer. I went to a lawyer, and he said, "I need a $2,000 retainer fee." I said, "I don't have that. I'm sorry." So, I'm wasting your time, and I started walking for the door. He gets a phone call, and all of a sudden, his mind just changes after he got this phone call. And he turns around to me, and he goes, "Come back here." He goes, "I'm going to take your case. It's going to be pro bono." Stuff like that.
Well, you are indeed blessed to have survived as well as you have. I would like to send you an MP3 to help you further develop your ability to detach from all this horrible stuff. Send me an email, norm@normsheely.com, and I'll send you my favorite, what I call, detachment exercise.
Okay. I'll do that. I have to say this, when I went to Palestine in 2009, first time I went because I was stationed in the Army and a base in Ramallah. I went back again that year in 2009, and I had a job in Jerusalem, and I worked in a ministry with people that were terminally ill and that were going to die, and I worked in with people like that, and I worked with mentally retarded people and stuff like that, too, stuff that I was used to be licensed for, but I'm not no more in the state of Illinois. But anyway, I did that, and 2 weeks before I was getting ready to leave to come back to the States in August of 2009, the Lord told me, he said, "You know, your life is in danger." Well, it's not like I didn't know that, but he said, "You have to pray that all your tickets are canceled at the airport." And so I went to, of course, the airport in Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, and I went to, I was leaving the country, coming back to America permanently, and I got to the airport, and they ran me through security, and they were looking for something. I know what they were looking for, and they were looking for these documents, but they didn't find them. So by the end of the third search, and that they put me through and everything, they came back and they said, "Sir, your tickets have all been canceled. We're going to schedule you for new flights." How does that all work? That, you know, I do believe in God, because I believe it all works because of God. I believe, you know, I believe Yesu, the Son of God, is God, you know, the everlasting Father. And so I believe that all this divine protection that he allows us to know things sometimes, just, you know, for whatever, it's a test or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I have written a book called Miracles Do Happen, and I understand that. I don't understand it fully, but I recognize that it happens, and you're blessed to be where you are.
Yeah, so I you know, the reason why I was calling you is because, you know, I want to tell people that if you're dealing with trauma as a child, you know, you have to. I could have never went back. I could have never went to Palestine if I hadn't forgiven the people, because I knew that the people may have not. I knew that that generation may have passed away, but I knew that these people of this, what they call the deep state, I knew that they're, you know, that next generation, you know, was there. And so I, God would have never allowed me to go there if I would have had to.
Yeah, evil has always been on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Mark,
you would have never allowed me to go there if I had bitterness or anger.
Mark, I have one question for you. Would you mind holding until we get back?
No,
and
no,
I'll tell you what the question is. The question is, do you think you were a subject of an experiment? That's the question. Think about that, and we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy and Mark.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuler is with us. And Mark in Illinois is with us. Mark, I had a question for you. Actually, it's a multi-part question. And you mentioned that you would, your dad would receive a call from, or calls from Washington. I assume you mean Washington, D.C. And you would talk to the person. Do you think that these calls or your, they indicated that maybe you were part of an experiment? Is that possible?
Well, I want to answer that, but I believe it may be a little different than, because I thought about everything that you could possibly imagine. And this is a scripture that the Lord gave me concerning the Messiah in Hebrews chapter 5. And it says, "And though he was a good son, because of fear and suffering which he endured, he learned obedience." And, you know, there was a conspiracy against the Messiah from the day he was born to destroy him. And there were, and this is not a conspiracy because it's all facts. I mean, I know it's all reality. I've lived it. But the, I believe that Satan knows things about us that we don't even know about ourselves. And when we learn those things, we become even more of a threat to him, because then we learn our identity. And with identity comes responsibility, like you were talking about. You were talking about when you're a teacher and your students. And then you learn, you know, then you have a destiny. And so all those three things combined are the very thing that I believe that the enemy wanted to keep me from ever finding out the truth. And that is, all truth is light. And light is knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And darkness is ignorance.
Well, you have come a long way, Mark. Blessings on you. And I wish you the very best as you continue to overcome this particularly horrendous life.
Yeah, I don't know if
Dr. Shuler
answered your question. Did that answer your question, Vincent?
Sort of. I'm a pretty simple guy, so it's hard for me to understand some
the allegorical and other meaning of this. But
mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was something else too that I've seen with True Traveler with Aaron Dakins. And when I went on there, I'd seen about after World War II, all of, you know, the German people that were murdered by these same people that were responsible for the destruction of my family and all this evil that has happened in my life. And I realized as I studied these videotapes about, you know, that she posted on her website, it all started to really come back. It started to hit me. And I began to see that this people have been at work for thousands of years, destroying nations and destroying people. And I thought, who were the people? Why would they allow this to happen? You know, I mean, I thought the Nuremberg trials were to prosecute people. And here the very same thing that's happening after the war is over. All these people are being killed. And who authorized all these people to be killed? And those were just like really eye-openers to really show me that what is the truth. And it's really hard for people to face the truth because then they have to get rid of all their false paradigms.
Mark, you mentioned The Truth Traveler with Aaron Dakins. I know Aaron Dakins. She's been to our farm. She and her husband spent several days here in Missouri with us. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Aaron and I did a broadcast together, and it was called The Bunker Files on Truth Frequency Network. Did you know that?
I think I knew something about you and Aaron Dakins because, man, I've listened to your show for probably about 4 or 5 years.
Blessings, Mark.
Mark and Emily, thank you so much. And I've got your number. I'm going to call you off the air. Mark, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us your story. Dr. Schilling, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.